This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. BRICS leaders have condemned the April 2025 Pahalgam terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. In a joint statement, BRICS leaders have called for zero tolerance towards terrorism, reaffirming the regional bloc's commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms. The New Delhi Declaration, adopted unanimously at the opening day of the summit, said that all acts of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation and who committed such an act. The declaration condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April 2025, during which 26 people were killed and many more injured. The joint declaration also expressed deep concern over the continued escalation of tensions in West Asia and called for exercising maximum restraint as well as avoiding actions that could further aggravate the situation. Today is the second and final day of the BRICS summit. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Today, BRICS member and partner countries will participate in the session based on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability, shaping the future for inclusive global growth. The 10 partner countries are Belarus, Bolivia, Kazakhstan, Cuba, Malaysia, Nigeria, Thailand, Uganda, Uzbekistan and Vietnam. After the conclusion of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral meetings with presidents of Kazakhstan, Philippines, Egypt, South Africa and Burundi. He will also hold meetings with vice presidents of Nigeria and Uganda. The summit is being held under India's BRICS chairship with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, with Dipendra Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to freedom fighter Jatindranath Das on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that even at a young age, Jatindranath Das chose the path of struggle against British rule. The tortures of jail could not shake his resolve. The minister said that his hunger strike in protest against the inhuman treatment of freedom fighters in jail stands as an example of patriotism and indomitable courage. India will get another weapon and missile testing range in Bengal's Jonpur coastal village in Purba Medinipur district. West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari has approved Defence Research and Development Organisation's proposal to set up weapon and missile testing range in the state. The Chief Minister said this will be a big project for West Bengal's development. Iran and Oman have agreed on new entry and exit shipping routes for the Strait of Hormuz, which they plan to present to other Gulf nations at an upcoming regional meeting. A report.
Under this new plan, the entry route into the Gulf will sit entirely within Iranian territorial waters, and a section of the exit route will also fall under Iranian control. Once this new system starts operating, the waterway's southern route will be closed, directly opposing the United States' demands to keep it open. Furthermore, Iranian official emphasized that this agreement does not mean that the Strait of Hormuz is being reopened. Iran has set seven conditions for the U.S. before the waterway can open. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai announced that Gulf littoral states' foreign ministers are scheduled to meet in Oman tomorrow to exchange views on regional issues. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In tennis, Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina defeated Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-4, 5-7, 6-2 to win U.S. Open women's singles final at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York last night. This is Rybakina's first U.S. Open title and her third career Grand Slam championship, following her Australian Open victory earlier in the year. With the win, Rybakina officially takes over the WTA World No. 1 rank from Sabalenka. The men's singles final will be played between Germany's world number 2 Alexander Zverev and local favourite Ben Shelton in New York tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 11:30 p.m. Indian time. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Gujarat today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch during the day. Meanwhile, in the national capital, very light to light rainfall is expected during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.